The following program is by geeks and for geeks, with all of the lack of normalcy that implies. Listener discretion is advised.
Loading Geek 2. Synchronizing Geeks.
Version 2.0, the show that still takes three topics and throws them at two geeks. I'm Liz D, the pseudo Kiwi, coming to you as always from 3x2 Studios, Virginia.
And I'm the illustrious Patrick M, coming to you from 3x2 Studios, Ohio. And as an added bonus, joining us for his first time and probably the last if he pisses me off,
Alex the intern.
Ooh, Alex the intern. Exciting. We were trying to figure out his actual name, and I kind of wanted to go with Nipple Nuts, but nobody said I could, so we...
I'd love Puppet, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, there will be some cuddling, I'm sure, in Virginia later, but besides that... Okay. And now the news.
And then the news this week, we have three things for you, starting off with Star Trek. That's right. As of the recording at this time, we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of All Good Things, the final episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. Not one of its best ones, but hey, you know, it's pretty awesome and it's pretty significant that this is the end of the series.
And wait until the J.J. Abrams reboot of The Next Generation. Star Trek The Next Generation of Lens Flare. Oh, I couldn't help it. I like to do that. Okay, second thing in the news. They finally got the Superman Batman film's title. That is going to be Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice.
Yay!
Or the crack of Dawn of Justice.
Either way, we're screwed. Like the crack of Dawn. Been there, done that. I'm not going to describe details, literally, because, well, ew. Okay, and our third bit of news?
Third bit of news is going to be Star Wars The Force of Change. Later this week, they unveiled a charity event that they're going to be doing that if you enter, you have the opportunity to actually be in the movie. So it's going to be pretty awesome if you actually win.
Yeah, donate money and get into the Star Wars Episode 7 Revenge of the Lens Flare.
Revenge of the Lens Flare.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what we're going to call it. And since our entire topics are going to be that, you'll hear this many times over again.
I want to, if I ever get in that movie, I want to play a short, fat Wookiee. Oh, wait, hang on. That was in Return of the Jedi.
Those do exist. Don't hold them out.
Well, either way, Abrams is probably going to screw all three of them up because he'll somehow get in the Batman vs. Superman and Lens Flare the shit out of that, too. And that's the news! This week, we are talking all Star Wars because a couple things. First of all, I had a beautiful and awesome realization a few weeks ago, and we just haven't gotten to it until now because between doing interviews and being tired as hell, at least one of us is tired as hell. The other one just doesn't give a rat's ass. That's me. We haven't gotten to it. Second thing is, Alex, our new little slave monkey guy, also happens to be a Star Wars expert. Almost
one little,
as much
two
as
little,
me.
Three little interns, four little, five little, six little interns, seven little, eight little, nine little interns, ten little interns. Wait a minute! Whoa! All right, sorry. Didn't mean to hijack your train there, fella. But yes, we're talking Star Wars this week. This episode is going to cover some wonderful, wonderful aspects of Star Wars, from the Clone Wars all the way up to Episode 7.
Revenge of the Lens Flare.
Revenge of the Lens Flare.
I hope not.
Well, it's JJ. You saw what he did with his demo reel. I mean, Star Wars track. I mean, Abrams track.
Hey! Hey! No, you want me to nerd rage? I will nerd rage all over this episode show. Drop the mock Trek references,
dumb,
okay?
Dumb, 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 ass, dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
I've never
dumb,
heard that.
Dumb, 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 ass! Anyway, my big realization is that on Netflix, they finally put the animated series Star Wars The Clone Wars. This ran for 5 seasons on the Cartoon Network, and the last half season, the half-length season, got picked up as a Netflix-only special. So I started watching it from the beginning, from the movie, the one they put out in theaters, all through 6 seasons of this show. And let me say this, where they completely flopped in episode 2 with Wynakin, and then almost made up for it, but not quite, with turning Anakin evil, where you're cheering because, yay, Anakin's burning in fire. Yay! Oh, come on. Everybody was cheering when Anakin Skywalker burned straight to hell because we hated the character and we wanted him to die. Except we know he's become Darth Vader and be completely awesome, cool, and not say stupid things like,
aah! I'll be honest with you. I liked Anakin when he was racing as a pod racer.
Yeah.
But the only time I liked him.
He was
and ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of Alex's episode. Goodbye.
Well, I'll agree with you there on that. Anakin is an 8-year-old. I mean, yeah, he's a little annoying, but one, he was an 8-year-old, so we could forgive that. Two, yeah. it was the first episode back, so we could forgive that. And three, compare that with Jar Jar, anything was better.
Yeah, I get that.
But what I did was I finished the 6th season. At the end of the very last episode, I went immediately to episode 3. It improved it so much. Because the entire universe and everything had explanation and everything made sense and everything was indicating that shit was going to go bad.
Whoa, hold on. Hang on. You just said that everything made sense and you referenced Star Wars prequels. Wait a minute. I watched the end of the 6th season of Clone Wars and... Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit makes sense.
I haven't, so don't ruin it. I haven't watched it all yet, so.
Well, actually, what happens is, spoiler alert.
Well, this isn't too much spoiler. We won't get too specific in the episodes, but the last 3 episodes are Yoda making a journey. He gets to talk to Qui-Gon. He learns about, he gets a window into what's happening with Darth Sidious, and there's cool things like that. Some other things that happened that are noteworthy for people who really were disappointed by the prequels, which is everybody. Darth Maul returns and starts to get and picks up an apprentice and becomes a Sith Lord. And if you know your rules of Sith, guess what that means at some point's going to happen?
Oh, he'll die.
Palpatine shows up and boy. Yeah, I mean
it's inevitable.
That's season 5. It's either season 5 or yeah, it's season 5. I think that happens in. It's awesome to see Palpatine walk out, break out dual red lightsabers, and just kick somebody's ass. I mean, you know he's going to kick ass. You know he has to win. I won't spoil what happens specifics, but you know that's going to happen.
So what you're saying is somehow. The creators of Star Wars, The Clone Wars, in finishing up and wrapping up season 6, somehow did the impossible and made season 3 tolerable.
Well, they made episode 3. At least there was a lot of stuff leading up to it, so you didn't feel as though, oh, yay, Wynakin got his hand cut off and is now banging Padme. Oh, we're already to the end of The Clone Wars. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
It filled in a lot. You get to see Anakin. He gets a Padawan, Ahsoka. She's there up till the 6th season. I won't spoil exactly what happens there, which makes me wonder. Let's put it this way. There's a possibility that I don't know. I don't know if JJ would do it, but based on the Clone Wars, theoretically, she could be alive. It is possible.
Well, I am going to say one thing. I am going to share one particular spoiler about season 6 with everybody. The season ends.
Oh, that.
I'm sorry if you're upset with me about that. I'm really sorry, but Yeah, the season and the series ends. Look, I understand this probably ruins a lot of people's perception about the period between episodes 2 and 3, but yeah, apparently according to official sources, season 6 ends.
Yeah. Another thing that they do in season 6, just to share with this, they get about a 3 or 4 story arc about the clones being programmed, the Kaminoans, what they've been what they're really doing, how the relationship between Master Sifo-Dyas, mentioned in episode 2, and Darth Tyrannus, aka Dooku, and all that play out.
I have to say one thing I really enjoyed about season 6 of Clone Wars was the fact that they really delved deeper into the Kaminoans or whatever, how shady those guys can be.
No, you can never trust those guys. I mean, those necks are just they're crazy.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Look, anybody who looks like they could pleasure themselves, that's just not right.
Nope. That's not a winning scenario for anyone.
But so the upshot of this is, if you are completely bummed because you're afraid Attack of the Lens Flare is going to be the next Star Wars Episode 1, at least if you watch through this, you'll get a sense that Episode 3 was not a complete waste of the story we've been waiting for since 1977 or 78, depending on when you first heard the rumors on what happened to Darth Vader to make him all evil at the hands of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What, did he get some sort of robotic reach around? I mean,
ooh, robotic reach around.
Look, I'm sorry, I opened
logic circuits. Logic circuits have been misaligned. You have offended me.
it just gives a new meaning to the phrase. He has a bad motivator.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Did I ruin things for you? Yes.
Yeah, I ruined things for all of us.
Speaking of ruining things,
part of JJ taking over and Disney taking over the Star Wars universe is they did something that has disappointed the living shit out of us Star Wars fans that have been around since Star Wars.
And that's not just the fact that they hired J.J. Abrams to direct.
Yeah. Let's wait. I don't think J.J. can do worse than George Lucas in Episode 1. But then again, I could be surprised. Who knows?
Yeah.
Here's a question for you, though.
Go ahead.
If you wouldn't have J.J., I mean, obviously, he's a big director. Who would you want
Joss
to direct?
Joss Whedon. Hello.
Joss Whedon.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I mean,
Joss Whedon, or you get JJ and pair him for all the dialogue written by Kevin Smith.
Yes, that would be Kevin Smith or Joss Whedon directing episode 7 of Star Wars would be fantastic. Look, I would even let Jon Favreau direct
episode 7.
Yeah, Bryan Singer. Look, you know, whatever, that's fine.
Not Michael Bay.
It would be episode 7, everything blows up.
Kevin Smith and Michael Bay together.
Well, you'd have cool special effects and you have good dialogue. So it might not be, yeah, there would be the pairing that might not suck too much.
Look, if Kevin Smith and Michael Bay teamed up for episode 7, 3 words for you: exploding donkey show.
Oh, God. That movie.
Yes. Much terrible. Much terrible.
Let's try to actually get to where we were, which was that part of going into episode 7, they have killed the expanded universe.
Wait, what?
For those of you who don't know, Star Wars has different layers of canon. Primary canon is the episode 1 through 6. Which unfortunately is Jar Jar and midichlorians.
Yeah, this isn't just about good and bad episodes. There are many subtle layers. And that's a nod to Ghostbusters 2.
Like a big cake.
Exactly.
No, like a parfait.
Parfaits only have like 3 layers.
And so did episode 1.
Yeah. It had it had more than 1 layer, which is crap.
I don't know.
Oh, and 2 layers. 3 things in the foreground and green screen.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. So yes,
we'll definitely have to include for our picture. We'll have to include the first shots from episode 7, which is a giant green screen.
Spoiler alert, actually, I'm looking at it right now. It happens to be behind Patrick's head.
Yes, and it's green.
It's beautiful and green.
I'm really hoping that they don't have green screen everywhere.
And now that you've said it, you've jinxed us. Thanks, Alex.
Help!
Suck.
Oh, well.
If you watch the video for the charity, they do have animatronics in there, which was a nice little hint.
That's probably because JJ was told if you try to green screen everything, we will kill you.
You guys. Don't do this in front of a green screen. You better do this out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, you've already killed the expanded universe. Please don't kill anything else that we hold dear.
Yeah. To get back to where we were, the second layer is the expanded universe is basically encompasses the books that they've been putting out for 20 years, starting with one of my faves, Heir to the Empire, which gave us the coolest bad guy of all the Star Wars universe, Grand Admiral Thrawn. I like him. He's blue and not a Smurf and not from Avatar. He's just cool with red eyes.
Look, you said Avatar, right? Don't you mean Dances with Smurfs?
Same damn thing. I figured I'd let you have that joke.
Yes, that's exactly right. So, yes, the Expanded Universe did not just include the novels. It also included all secondary material that encompassed Star Wars, including all of the game materials that were meticulously written to be canon and consistent with all of the books and the movies. One thing that I really enjoyed about the Expanded Universe was that, for the most part, taking out the fact, let's push the prequels aside for a moment, with that, everything from the Expanded Universe up until the prequels came out was tightly knit and tied to the canon of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Then the prequels came, and some of that had to be retconned into, okay, this is set. That's why they have the layers. The expanded universe, anything that disagreed with the movies, throw it out automatically, which is fair. You're bound to have that happen when you have something expanded over 30 years.
Yeah. True.
You have to retcon a few things here and there.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about how loose canon is for Star Trek. We'll rip on that for another episode. But yeah, one thing we really enjoyed is that the expanded universe was very, very faithful to the original trilogy. Now we have them saying goodbye to most, if not all, of the expanded universe as treated as canon. That, you know, again, this is one of those things where JJ, or if nothing else, Lucasfilm have done what JJ did to Star Trek, and that is, well, you know, we need to do different things, so we're going to take what's already been established and flush it down the toilet.
It sounds like they're trying to make a name for themselves, but it's just like the story's already great. You don't need to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that would be like Godzilla suddenly becoming a 300-foot hamster.
Wait a minute. Or a walking lizard. Wait a minute.
That'll never happen.
Oh, there's another person that I don't want directing episode 7 is Roland Emmerich. Because he sucks.
Yeah. Need we remind everybody of Independence Day?
Oh, that wasn't so bad. I mean, it was cheesy and stupid, but it had Will Smith and a cool sound. Had a cool score. You got to admit that.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
Dum 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 ass. Dum 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 ass. Why do I turn every song into dumb ass? I don't know.
With our luck, JJ's going to turn episode 7 into a shaky camera Cloverfield.
Oh, no. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of Alex from this show. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah, you got your ass thrown off here how many times already?
Three times now.
Three times.
Only three?
Yeah.
Only three.
We're only halfway through the first episode, so, you know, give me a little bit more time, and I'll throw him off some more.
Okay.
This is revenge for the nerd rage I induced him into.
It is. Okay. It is.
I will give a counterpoint on the expanded universe. I wish they'd kept it and kept a little bit more of it and said it's secondary canon and just said where episode 7, 8, and 9 eventually disagree with the expanding universe throughout the expanding universe. Otherwise, assume the stuff happened as expanding universe. If they'd done that, that's not so bad. I understand because right now they're dealing with stuff that they've got 30 years of history that really, they're not going to be able to fit in. They're going to have to figure out how to fit this into a movie. I can see they're going to have to throw some of it out.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So I understand why they did it. Doesn't make mean me you have super to like happy, it. But...
Doesn't mean we have to like it, and we're not going to like it. And anybody who likes it is... Wait a minute. Never mind. I don't
look at the Marvel – just an example. Look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They had to throw and change and tweak a lot of little things to make Iron Man 1 through 3, the Thor movies, the Captain Americas, and the Avengers. They had to do some things to make the Avengers work.
Yeah.
And I don't hear anybody complaining about how good the Avengers – how about what they changed and made the Avengers in its terrible crap movie. I've heard no one ever say that. Of course,
that's
it's
because
not directed
you don't talk
by
to
JJ.
Anybody.
Okay. I've never seen it on the internet, which I spend copious amounts of time, most of it not on porn sites. Okay.
Or moviepoopshoot.com.
Okay. Okay. 1/3 of it I don't spend on porn sites. Maybe a quarter? Damn, I'm sad. Okay.
Speaking of sad. Speaking of sad, let's talk about our third topic, and that is what we speculate is going to happen with Episode 7, Attack of the Lens Flare.
Dum, dum, da 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 dum, ass, da da da.
Unbelievable. Basically, what you're making Star Wars into is one long dumbass joke. I'm sorry, JJ already did that.
No, George did that back in 1999.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Stop! Stop, will you stop? Stop. Spoiler alert, Episode 1 sucks.
Trust me, that's not something everyone knows.
Spoiler alert is the Episode 1 exists. That's the spoiler alert. But let's talk Episode 7, Attack of the Lens Flare.
We're looking
at a picture here.
Yeah, you're actually looking at a picture of the first screenshot of the movie, and that is the green screen.
No, I'm talking about the one with the cast read through. There's some
actual relevant information about Star Wars Episode 7. Let's talk about that instead.
With the with the movie, they released a picture of the new cast, or at least I guess the primary cast. It's interesting that they're using a lot of, they're using Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford, but the actors that they're bringing in, is very similar to how it was when the original one came out because no one knew those actors. I mean, I think Harrison Ford had only done
American Graffiti.
Yeah, American Graffiti at that time. So like, it's very similar because a lot of the actors like, I think John Boyega and who else was the other one that had only done a couple of movies, so.
I thought it was appropriate that he cast Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker and Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker because they're both whiny prats.
Although we like Mark Hamill because he got cooler.
Yeah, he did get cooler. Okay, so
I mean, let's be honest. By Episode 5, Luke Skywalker was not an annoying character. He was a little whiny and stupid in Star Wars, but he got better. He got better quick. He didn't continue to suck. And Mark Hamill can actually act.
Yeah, one notable thing about the new cast list for Episode 7 that I keep harping on about is why Andy Serkis? Why?
they need somebody to wear face dots?
As I say, what are we going to have Caesar from Rise of the Planet of the Apes, or are we going to see King Kong, or heaven forbid, is he going to pick up a lightsaber and go, the precious?
or Jar Jar's grandson.
Oh,
that would be horrible.
That would be very horrible.
Kill you, precious.
So now that I've thrown Alex off base and off his rhythm, go ahead and continue telling us more about the new cast that will be joining the original cast.
Well, there's six people. There's John Boyega, which most of these are actually British stars.
No way. British people in Star Wars? No way.
That's all I know.
I have a question. How do we have British accents when we're out of space and there's no Britain?
It's not a British accent. It's the Empire accent.
Ooh. Touche.
It's like getting mimes and midgets for another one. Oh, wait a minute.
Like short, fat Wookiees?
Those are called Ewoks, okay?
Shut up.
They're Wookiees. Nah, 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 nah. Wait a minute.
So, yeah, I mean, there's...
Let me make the Ewoks better for you. Jar Jar Binks.
Better. Yes, the Ewoks became infinitely better. Okay, so we have John Boyega, and who's next?
You have Daisy Ridley, which really has only done a handful of TV appearances, okay. Like Casualty and Silent Witness. I don't know any of those, to be honest with you.
I don't know any.
She's another British actor.
I was saying, hang on. I know Casualty because, you know, I used to watch it in New Zealand, so shut up.
Yeah. Other than the original cast members and Andy Serkis, I don't know any of these other people.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, and then you have Adam Driver. He's actually been cast as a new Star Wars villain.
Actually. Oh, great. What, Count Jerkoff?
Maybe.
They needed to bring in Jason Mewes as Darth Ball.
I can tell you one person that's not going to be in, and that's going to be Wedge.
He actually
declined it. He said that it would bore him if he did do it.
No way.
I'm not kidding. That's what it said. It would bore me. Awesome.
Yeah, you know what? He needs to be. I'm sorry. You're out. You're out of the club. Sorry, Wedge. You're out, buddy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
End of this episode, click.
Yeah, Wedge was on a patrol and his X-Wing spun off out of control and he died and exploded in a fireball. Bye, Wedge. We loved you.
Yeah, they'll just kill him. So much for his expanded universe.
Yeah.
He almost made it out of the. Oh, he almost made it out of the Death Star. Oh, no, him. No, an Ewok got hungry and killed him and ate him. Because you know the Ewoks were cannibals, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they ate Stormtrooper.
Oh, yeah.
What is Stormtrooper?
No one No one ever talks about that.
Tastes like Wookiee.
I don't get it.
You know, so what did one Ewok say to the other after they ate the clown? Did that taste funny to you?
That's the worst.
Bad. Yes. Evil.
Why?
More J.J. Abrams evil. More J.J. Abrams evil.
Oh, my God.
There is no God. There is only J.J.
There is no God but J.J.
God, there is not. J.J., there is.
J.J., there is.
Maybe the next Star Wars villain will use the Batman throat cancer voice. I'm Darth Balls.
Oh, J.J.
I should have smoked. I smoked more than Anakin.
What is this? Is this where the latest Sith Lord finds his voice?
Oh Lord!
No!
Yes.
Go for it. We're waiting for the joke to finish out.
Where are the Jedi's? Where are they? Hello, Governor. Where are those Jedi's?
This is wrong. This is so wrong.
Just like most of our episodes. Yay!
And episodes 1, 2, 3, and it's episode 7, Attack of the Lens Flare! Da-da-da-dum! Dum! Da-da-da-da! Ass.
And that's all the time we have for this episode. This has been 3x2. I'm Laz D, the pseudo-Kiwi.
I'm the illustrious Patrick M.
I'm Alex, the intern.
Yay.
Be sure to check us out on our website at 3x2cast.com, on our Twitter feed at 3x2 Studios, and
Facebook.
Yes, we still use Facebook.
With extra lens flare.
Yay!
We're out.
JJ Biggs, dirty motherfucker, you ruined Star Wars for me. Since episode 1, spin no fun with your flappy face on the screen. Every scene on the very screen, I wanted to see you dead. By a blaster or two from the droid that shot you, or a lightsaber to the head. But every time my hopes were dead, and you somehow got away. No matter how bad, the others were glad when you fucked up and saved the day. JJ Binks, you dirty motherfucker, they gave you the director seat. What the heck, after you were in track with a demo rail that can't be beat. Oh, in a year or two, the mouse and you will kill Han, Luke, and Leia dead. You'll put your ass in there with a little lens flare and we'll go watch F4 instead. I'm talking pre-special edition minus all the digital shit. Lucas added because he could, well, Han. Well, Han shot first. You know it, I know it, whole world knows it. And George? George knows it. J.J. Biggs, you dirty motherfucker, don't ruin Star Wars for me. You're the digital man with the Gungan plan that just happens to be. I hope for my Star Wars fix, so please don't dig with it and make it suck. Well, they're calling Michael Bay to save the day, and then we're really fucked. J.J. Biggs. Dirty fucking J.J. Biggs.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License.